For the past quarter century, I have called Grand Canyon National Park my home, and over the years, it has slyly formed an alliance with my art. To create my work, I utilize raw wool fibers from various breeds of sheep, including the prized Merino. Using hand carders or a mechanical drum carder, I mix and comb together both dyed and natural fiber to achieve the subtle color variations and gradations that you see here. Once carded, the fibers are then drafted and laid down, wet felted, occasionally cut or carved into, finished, blocked, and left to dry. Sometimes I'll lay the loose fibers on a base of pre-felt, which serves to stabilize the overall piece. But more importantly, these pre-felts cause what I think of in painterly terms as a reverse glazing effect, whereby those shorter pre-felt fibers migrate upward during the felting process, mixing with the fibers above. This migration of the solid color pre-felt fibers not only shifts the quality of color throughout, but also results in that unifying tint or glaze effect, which harmonizes the overall color palette. So that's the general felt making process I employ for the work like you see here. Now I'll talk a bit about the inspiration for this series of felted pieces. The felting process echoes the making of Grand Canyon. Water and time are fundamental to the formation of both, as well as layering, compression, carving, and cutting. The piece in this exhibit is from a body of work entitled Sacred Landscapes, which is a collection of felted wall hangings of varying sizes responding to place. The work's multi-hued horizontal banding mirrors the canyon's sedimentary layers, while their oval profiles, inspired by the Shiva Lingam stones of India, conjure the sacred object. The destruction of the felted material at the cut line reveals contrasting layers below and suggests natural borders, breaks on the horizon, or the carving of the canyon walls by the Colorado River. But these signature cuts also hint at the exploration of the psyche, for instance, cutting through layers of delusion to reveal one's higher self. The Sacred Landscape series conveys the outer landscape, but also evokes the inner terrain, the interplay between the two, and their tenuous, if not illusory, boundary. These works may serve as symbols of our longing to protect all wild places in and outside ourselves. My name is Kim Buchheit. I am a designer and fiber artist from Grand Canyon, Arizona. Thank you for listening.